This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results. The standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. Taking calls on the Hadid Carbon Clean Listener Line at 800-636-1067. Trying to track down Brent Johnson. He'll join us shortly. Cap Studio Analyst on NBC Sports Washington. Cakes, when you have off nights, like the last month you've had Caps and Wizards, and you have your two or three beers every night watching your favorite local teams.
Correct.
And now the last week or so, it's been just the Caps, and you had your three beers last night. When it's an off night, sans beer?
No. Why would I stop drinking beer just because the Caps aren't playing? Are you crazy? Hmm. Did you fall and hit your head this morning?
So it's nothing even special to have beer during a game if you're just having the same amount every night, no matter what.
I just think it's funny that Cakes actually briefly thought about going to MGM last night at 11 o'clock at night.
For a fleeting second, I had that thought. And then I thought, well, that's crazy.
Because you figured I'm just not going to get any sleep anyway. I might as well just go to MGM and see Flops.
I figured that any sleep that I would get would be restless and horrible and terrible, which ultimately it was. Because, I mean, I was flipping and flopping all over the place.
Just with excitement.
Yeah, I guess. Or just, I just have issues sleeping.
Probably.
I don't know.
Took a nap earlier in the day.
I did take a nap. So, yeah, it's kind of pummeled me.
You have tons of caffeine throughout the day.
So much.
Did you consider Victory Buns? Did you consider that?
Or were the kids late. All up? It's kind of late. I mean, at that point, it's 11 o'clock. I mean, my wife has to wake up.
Going to take you forever?
Not really. But at that point, I just wasn't thinking about it. Right. I was thinking about getting to sleep.
Right.
That's what I was thinking about.
Right. But that just helps, though.
I know. I understand.
Right.
It's usually a good method.
Right, it's the worst feeling on weekends when you realize you've done, like, on Saturday night, I stayed up just a ridiculous amount of time.
We stayed till like two in the morning?
Right around 2, maybe even 2:30. And it was, I had soda with my dinner, which I never
have.
I can't
even comprehend doing that.
And I watched, like, the Triple G fight, which was late, and it was, like, 1 in the morning. Then I guess I had missed the previous episode of Billions, and I didn't watch it, the week before, so then I stayed up to watch that whole episode. Next thing you know, it was like 2 in the morning, and I was like, I'm going to have to wake up in 2.5 hours.
Triple G could come fight Mike Tyson in my basement, and I don't think I'd go down and watch. Certainly not at 2 in the morning.
I can't believe you're up until 2. That's incredible.
It was a five-minute fight.
Wow. If you say
completely
so.
Completely destroyed this guy.
That was 5 minutes too long.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls. A lot of people still fired up trying to track down Brent Johnson. Of course, from NBC Sports Washington. Let's go to our guy, Cowboy Ty. Cowboy, what's up, buddy?
Oh, what a great game. It was worth getting hung over last night. Hey, Cakes, I told you right before overtime, I texted you, buddy. We had this in OT.
Is Cowboy Ty texting you throughout the game?
He has my phone
number.
Did
you respond?
I got a random text. I wasn't sure who it was from, and then later I realized it was Cowboy Todd. Right. I should have known because I'm sure there was misspellings and poor grammar all over the text.
Oh, yeah. I was drunk going through my phone. I was like, who can I text this late? And then your name popped up. I was like, oh, I forgot I had your number.
So great.
Great game, though.
So it's not a regular thing where Cowboys texting you during catch kicks.
No,
right?
It's like a one-off. But thank God.
It might become a regular thing.
If you made it a regular thing, Cowboy, that would please
me. Hey, you know what, though? If the Caps keep winning, keep texting me, Cowboy Todd.
Now, did Cowboy Todd, with his lovely author wife, did you have Caps buns?
Victory buns last night, Cowboy?
I did. I woke her up. Actually, our youngest son went to the bed, drug him out of there. And then just attacked it. She was like, what are you doing? The Caps won.
She probably tied you to like a hockey stick and did naughty things to you.
So you had to score too. All right, good stuff. Thank you, Cowboy.
All right, fellas. I'll text you later, Cakes.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, his wife is into the literatica.
Right.
She's like a
Cakes,
like a published
you,
author.
Do you respond to, to texts, like to numbers that you don't recognize?
I'll say, who is this? I got
sometimes.
A new phone.
Sometimes I'll do that, but sometimes I'll just...
But I feel kind of like a jerk if I say, who is this?
Well, you just
but
say,
if it's
I got
a random
a
number
phone.
That I don't recognize, then...
You say you got a new phone.
Sometimes I just tend to ignore them.
I like to play the guess. I like to play the guess who it is game. So I'll respond with kind of a general question, like "How you doing?" And I'll try and fish
you're
for information.
To figure, you're playing games with yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, you don't have to play games with our next guest. It's Brent Johnson, former Caps goalie. Of course, you can hear him on and see him on NBC Sports Washington,
and a former Pens goalie too. He's been on both sides.
You weren't torn last night, were you, Brent?
I was not torn. This city needs a winner, and. And I was very, very happy. I was watching the game. I didn't do the game on the air. So I was watching in the company of friends, and everyone was pumped and excited. This is a strange feeling for Capitals fans, but one that we all really needed.
Hey, Brent, you played with Malkin and Crosby, correct, when you were in Pittsburgh?
Yes, I did.
Are those guys nice guys? Are they good dudes?
They're great dudes. I mean, yeah.
Because we hate them. We hate them in Washington.
I know. You know what? You're gonna be hard pressed to find any, or many, I should say, hockey players that are, that aren't good guys.
Right.
Hockey players are usually, kind of salt of the earth kind of guys. So for the most part. Yeah, everyone's cool. Everyone's different, obviously. But if you're on their team, you love them. If you're playing against them, you hate them.
Were you ever invited to Sidney Crosby's house?
Of course.
What's his house like?
You're coveting now. You're in covet mode.
I don't know. He's got a new house. Back in the day, he was living kind of in Meryl Lemieux's guest house for a little while.
Uh-huh, hilarious. That's funny.
Yeah. But he recently purchased a new home. I think a couple new homes. I'm telling you, you got to, if you play with someone, you're gonna end up liking them.
Right.
And if any of those guys, look at Brooks Orpik, look at Matt Niskanen. As a Caps fan, you're not when they play against you, you don't like them.
Right.
And when they're here, man, you like them, even though Brooks gets a lot of crap still. But I love him. I love him as a player. I love Matt Niskanen as a player as well.
Brent, you're a goalie by trade. Why has Braden Holtby been so good in the playoffs when he struggled during the regular season? He's got a 2.04 goals against. He's got a save percentage a tick above 92, where he was at 0.907 during the regular season. Why has he been so good during this playoff stretch? The only goalie playing better than him right now is Marc-Andre Fleury for Vegas.
Yes. And you know what? They're two totally different games, right? That Vegas plays and the Capitals play. So I've never seen Braden Holtby in such a zone. I mean, the focus, the intensity is just off the charts right now. And what I really is depth. Previous to this, his little stint here in the playoffs, he had been kind of a little too deep in his net and kind of going off his reflexes. Now he's bringing the play to the players. He's aggressive. He's assertive. He's making them miss, if not making the save. So. I mean, you look at the save he made. I think it was against Hornquist late in the second period last night, and he makes a save with his shoulder on a save that, or a normal occasion that might have gone in because he would be sitting so back so far deep in his crease, and he just looks like he's in his zone, and he doesn't look like he's afraid to get beat at all. It's a fantastic thing to have that as a goalie. The confidence is sky high. It looks off the charts.
Put us in Matt Murray's head when he sees Cousy coming in for the game winner, and when he knows he's been beaten 5-hole before. Does he think that that's where he's going to go again? Take us through that process as a goalie.
Oh, I think that automatically he knew he was going to go 5-hole. So the problem with what Matt Murray had to deal with was that because of the speed Cousy was coming with, he has to cover, you know, the whole crease.
Mm-hmm.
So in doing so, it opens you up. And that's exactly what Cousy thought was going to happen. He's going to take it on his forehand, the backhand, and because of it, and because of his speed, and because someone was chasing him, he's got to cover all that crease, and it's about 6 to 7 feet where he's got to cover with his pads down low. You know, you try and get your stick there as a goalie to you know, kind of protect the 5-hole, but you just can't do, because of the speed, you can't cover the whole thing. And he knew exactly what was going to happen when it happened, and there's just nothing you can do. Nothing he could do. It's great. Like, he couldn't bring his trailer pad over enough. And because of it, it's a 2-1 overtime game winner, and the Caps are going on.
Man, it feels good too, Brent. And I was talking earlier about the kind of the mix of the young guys, the faster skaters, you know, the Walkers and the Vranas, and it just seems like a good mix. You know, I'm not saying it was a blessing in disguise that Wilson was suspended. Can't say that, but the fact that these younger guys were able to play, you know, Backstrom gets hurt last night and didn't play.
Yep.
It was just a good mix of the 4 or 5 young guys with the vets.
Well, it was. You know, I know this for a fact. The Capitals are better, way better hockey team when Tom Wilson is on the ice. He provides energy and enthusiasm, and we know that. But, yeah, having those guys step in there, I mean, you think about it. I wouldn't say unsung, but the unlikely hero, you know, to me is what happened on that fourth line early in the game. They were dominant. Chiasson gets a goal, gets a feed from Walker. This is phenomenal stuff. The depth, this is why you have guys in your system that can come in and provide different things for different games. And whether it be a speed game, whether it be a heavy game, you know, the Capitals have that. And they show that last night. I mean, you know, Chiasson getting the goal, yeah, I mean, maybe it's a goal Matt Murray wants back, but it's him doing the right things. It's him getting the puck to the net. It's him being assertive in his game, you know, handling the puck below the line, you know, forcing turnovers, puck retrievals. These were all things they did so well last night. And it was a very, it was just a very, you know, kind of touch-and-go game last night. I mean, you saw it was, I think the shots were like 15 to 17 after the second period. Normally, it would be a lot higher. There would be a lot more shots on net, but both teams were kind of, feeling each other out. They were playing a very good game in the neutral zone, so it was kind of hard to generate a ton of offense. But when the Caps needed to, they played well defensively, and their goaltender had to shine bright at times, and he did just that. So it was the chemistry was there last night, and, you know, honestly, I'll be honest with you guys. I thought that this was going to happen. I thought Pittsburgh was going to win last night. I really did, and I'm not going to lie to anybody. I thought they were going to win last night, and I thought it was going to be a huge story that Tom Wilson was going to come back for Game 7. And, you know, obviously all bets are off in Game 7. Anything can happen, but it would have been – I think reporters would have really enjoyed that field day, having him come back for that game. But I like the way it happened. Now he gets to come back for
game one against T-Bay.
Joined by Brent Johnson, Capital Studio Analyst on NBC Sports Washington. You can watch him with our boy Grant doing Caps Overtime a lot. Talk about Tampa. Fill us in on what you know about them and how the Capitals will match up against them.
About T-Bay?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a faster game, obviously, with the likes of, the Johnsons and the Kucherovs. I think they're going to play a faster game. I think they have more skill than the Pittsburgh Penguins, even though that's probably hard to say with, two of the top guys that Pittsburgh has. But I really do think it's going to be a fast game. I think the Capitals are going to have to study this and figure out how to play their game. Whatever happened in the regular season, whether the Caps, I think the Caps were 1-2 against them, that goes out the window. That doesn't matter. Nobody cares about what happened in the regular season, and the game is totally different once the playoffs come. So I think that, they're going to look at tape. They're going to look at things that Tampa Bay did very well in their previous rounds and things that, they can expose from Tampa Bay. They have a good goalie, a big goalie, a guy who's not as leaky as Matt Murray was. So that's going to be more of a challenge to get pucks to the net and, force second and third opportunities on this guy. So it's going to be an exciting one. It really is. Washington hasn't seen this in a while, in 20 years, and we're all looking forward to it, I know.
All right, Brent, appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the rest of the way calling Caps games.
Thank you, Brent. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, gentlemen, you take care. Have a great day.
Yep. All right, you too,
thanks,
pal.
Brent.
All right, Cakes. I'm still not ready to start worried about Tampa yet.
No, worry about
and
that
how
tomorrow.
Friggin' skilled
celebrate.
They are. Tomorrow I'll start to worry.
We're not even 12
you
hours
should
away.
You should have a celebratory cocktail at some point today. That's what you should do.
I'll do it if
or
you do
have
it.
Some hot cross buns.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in.
Somebody tweeted us that his wife was listening to us or watching us. And thought that we meant cinnamon rolls.
You're kidding.
No.
Like the ones that Peter from Burke
said they're talking
this
about
morning.
Buns. Are they talking about
buns,
cinnamon
cheeks.
Rolls?
Cheeks.
Is that the same one who said my wife said I felt gypped? The guys were talking about celebration buns?
No, that wife got it.
Yeah, that guy, yeah. I said, well, you got to make it up to her today then.
Cinnamon rolls are very good, though.
Somebody brought it. Oh, Peter from Burke brought it.
Yeah, thank you.
It's our anniversary of coming down to D.C. He marks it. Was it May 8th?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
3 years. Oh, I thought he did that just because the Caps won.
3 years of paying for parking.
No. He does that bit, and he's also boycotting his calls because since he stopped calling, the Caps have been a full-on heater.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Let's hope they win forever.
Can we win 10 cups in a row?
Carries over to the next season. Yeah. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in as we talk Caps advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Drabby and Cahill, I mean, Cap and Roddy's loved this song.
Is it hacky to celebrate getting halfway to a goal?
No, but it was a small goal. I mean, it actually was a huge goal on the way to the bigger goal.
It's true.
Cakes, NCAA tournament, do they not celebrate the Final Four?
Pretty much do.
What are the Capitals in?
Still work to do. Final Four.
Exactly.
Which I get excited about.
Drabby, tell the people how much you love this song.
Well, it's just the junkies are losing all their street cred.
We had street cred.
You're from PG County, Jason.
I came in and requested the song, and they almost kicked me out of the studio.
He gets bossed around by the texters.
Why?
I know that was a request from somewhere.
Actually, it wasn't.
This was your selection?
The request was...
It's even more embarrassing.
He requested a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but that was mine, too.
Taylor Swift and Madonna. That's what he's coming
here
with today.
I love Tay-Tay. Cakes, back me up. Tay-Tay's unbelievable.
Tay-Tay is incredibly talented.
You know what he searches on.
I know.
Hey, well, you wanted... Hold on. Some of the songs you requested. Chumbawamba.
I mean, come on. It wasn't my choice. It was that was a tweeter.
Okay, but you wanted to hear it.
I'm just picking.
I'm just picking. So am I.
Listen, the one, if you want to accuse me of anything that's kind of, you know, it's not cool, I guess, is the Miley Cyrus song, but I get sized for that one.
Well, it's the same way I feel about Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna.
Madonna Ciccone.
I'm just don't.
We've played Taylor Swift, Madonna, Miley Cyrus.
What is Taylor Swift song you played?
Shake It Off.
Shake It Off.
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba was a silly, though, back in the day. Back in the day, it was. Sorry. And it's more manly than the Madonna song.
It is a punchline. You're right.
You guys haven't come up with any songs.
Yeah, I said Bustin' Loose, and you go, poof, nobody wants to hear that.
What about your favorite? Andrew W.K.
Yeah.
Party Hard. That song's silly. Play that.
Sized.
There's a song called Congratulations, Post Malone. That's a great one.
I don't get that sized.
Oh, that's a great song.
Straight up called Congratulations.
No, it's a great song.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If Pittsburgh had wrapped up the series in six last night,
yeah,
would sports radio in Pittsburgh be doing 4 hours on the win?
No, because they've been there. They've been to the promised land.
They've done it the last two years.
Yeah,
they'd be talking about minicamp of the Steelers. The Pirates.
Hey, the Steelers were there last night. Mike Tomlin was there.
Good.
I know.
I'm glad Mike Tomlin had a front row seat to watch the Pens lose. Him and Ben Roethlisberger.
Both
in the building.
You trying to trip Ovi or Kuzi on the final goal?
He did not, as far as I can tell.
Not like he did with the Raven kick returner or whatever.
Yeah, Jones.
Just watching some of the NFL shows on ESPN, a lot of speculation that they're going to be using Lamar Jackson in packages right off the bat.
Well,
to get a little size,
why wouldn't you use a speed?
Sure. Anything to score points. They had a problem with that
last
year.
On a complete side note, if we don't all pool our money and bet on the Pats to win the AFC East this year, we're stupid. Because the Jets are starting a rookie quarterback.
You say this every year.
I'm just telling you. I'm just giving everybody some advance notice.
You won't do it.
If you want to get in, let me know. If you want a little piece of the
action. Have you already gotten in?
No, but I'm considering it strongly.
Why do you need to consider it? You said you'd be stupid.
Consideration phase.
You got to wait for the odds to come out. Because if the odds are outrageous, it's not worth it.
Sure, it's worth it. Because you know it's going to happen.
No, you don't
know. The Pats are going to win.
Brady's 100 years old.
By the way, Grant Paulson said he was listening to you when you said that you considered going to MGM National Harbor last night.
I considered it.
And he said he did himself, too.
Really?
Because he finished doing Caps overtime and he was wired.
Right.
Well, he's not a gambler, though.
What time did he go to bed?
He said he didn't have much into it. But he just
like, what
why
else?
Not?
It's your late-night go-to.
Well, he's guaranteed more checks from doing Caps overtime for
that's
another
true.
Series.
Maybe he feels like rolling
I get it.
The bones.
I just don't understand why he would want to go there. He's not a gambler.
I don't think he is.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. All right, let's go. Let's bang on some of these calls. Let's go to Mark in Alexandria. Been on hold for almost 40 minutes. Mark, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jux.
Yeah. Well, I'm a casual hockey fan, and but what I thought was refreshing last night was that really you were lamenting that there weren't any power plays, and I thought, well, that was okay. You know, these guys weren't thugging it up, and you know, every time you turn around, there's somebody in the penalty box, and I think they also get, it's sort of a double-edged sword. You know, you get the Caps and the Pens are both really good at the power play. So not having the power play, it was a really good game. It was just a good game. I thought it was well played, and, glad they won. My kids are both real happy today, and, you know, that's all right. So anyways, thanks. Enjoy you guys, and talk later, man.
It was a really good game, especially because Kuzi potted the game winner, and all those Yinzers had to leave the building. Disappointing.
They were so bitter.
Something they haven't done in quite a long time,
which I love to see. They are not used to that.
Nope.
Let's go to Brandon in Woodbridge. Hey, Brandon, what's up, man? You're home with the Junks.
Big dogs, we winners, beating the Pens. I'm not mad.
Oh. he faded on us. You can try again. We can try again.
I'm surprised how many brothers are Caps fans.
Well, the Wizard eliminated. What else? True.
Nothing else to talk about.
John, our guy John DePompa. What's up, John?
What's up? I said the brothers get sights for Obuchesky.
Yes,
yeah, they do.
So do we. Make it do what it do.
Right, gonna do what it do.
Do what it do. It did what it did last night for sure. I was to coin a phrase, that was a little bit moldy last night.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I thought they were going to, for some reason I had a feeling, I didn't feel overly confident, but I felt like, you know what, we can win this series. If it had gone to a game seven, I would have had to have feigned optimism, because that would have been difficult.
You would have had to fake it.
I would have had to fake it.
Yeah.
I would have had to fake it if it went to a game seven. It would have been difficult to overcome that, all of the you know, the misdeeds in the past.
Especially an overtime loss in Game 6, where Kuzi had about four cracks at the net throughout the game that he didn't bury.
So tilting.
But it was so good to see him get the dashboard confessional vindication there, though, Kay.
Yes, yeah.
The
end. Good zing.
It was overall.
That's a great song, too, by the way.
Hey, I know before the series, we were hyping up the Penguins' offense because they scored a touchdown on the Flyers every game.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're kind of starting to hear the same thing about the Lightning. I tell you what, we held the Penguins to 6 even-strength goals in a 6-game series.
That's pretty good. Like
that's one a game.
Defense was
goals.
Well, Holtby was ridiculous, but the defense was
Holtby was ridiculous, and the defense was clamped. Last night was a team effort on defense. There was nobody in front of the net. The rebounds were carried away quickly. I mean, that was a commitment to team defense, especially in the first two periods, but the whole game was really well played. That was good hockey, man. The Caps hadn't, you know, when you realize you're without three of your top six forwards, you got to kind of play the game, you know, in the mud. You know what I mean? Like, slow it down, make it dirty and ugly, and the Caps did that awesomely last night. Did it very well.
That was
hey,
great.
You've been a proponent, John, of just embracing the regular season success because there's been a lack of postseason success. Will you now go out and buy a bunch of gear? The fact that they've reached the Eastern Conference Finals, is that enough for you?
What kind of gear do you get? They don't sell Eastern Conference Finals gear.
Right.
They don't sell you made the Eastern Conference Finals gear.
Yeah, there's no special gear for making the Eastern Conference Finals.
I've already deleted it, but I got something from Dick's, and they were selling new gear.
No, I've already gone on record saying I will not buy Metropolitan Division Champions gear. I can't do that. But I could buy Eastern Conference Champions gear. Don't think I couldn't, because I will.
John?
I'm sorry. No, I'm actually going back to my bit, JP. I'm a little nervous that all this extra hockey is going to affect their play next October. You know, you got to be strong for the regular season. Get that banner up there again for the Metro.
Yeah, of course.
But real quick, can I say one thing? You know what's the most meaningless thing on the Junkies? The most meaningless thing is when somebody calls in and exposes like an old hot take that didn't go well, everybody on the show just starts screaming, "Go to the tape! Go to the tape!" Nobody ever goes to the tape.
You're probably right.
Thank
you,
John.
Valdez is quite the archivist. He could find it. He could do some digging.
Well, I mean, if we ever had to go to the tape, we could find it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to find a Capitals take from EB in 2012.
Well, it would just be after a loss, after some sort of elimination loss.
Yeah, probably after the Rangers beat him or something.
I mean, if the guy says I said whatever he said, I guess I did. I don't remember.
I mean, look.
Six years ago, I'm supposed to remember?
We generally play Titanic after a loss.
Yeah.
And we usually say,
"Hello,
get rid of them."
I've given up on every team I've ever been a fan of. I'm just glad
we don't have to play that today.
Look, I'm on an emotional.
By the way, I don't think we should play Titanic if they lose to Tampa.
Well, I was about to say, I'm on an emotional high right now. But if they drop both games in Tampa, I could see myself playing the Titanic and Valdez queuing up the iceberg, get ahead,
really?
That whole thing. I can totally see that happening. Why not?
Well, just beating the Pens made the season for me, but I don't know. Maybe you're different.
I've given up on every team I've ever been a fan of. Mm-hmm. It's part of being a fan.
I shall require only women
and children.
I give up on them and then jump back on.
That's what 20 years of hopelessness does to you.
Yeah. You ride the wave.
Yeah, of course.
And right now we're riding a positive wave, which is nice. And I'm telling you, could be the start of something big. Bostonian-like run.
Yeah, you
starts
keep,
right here.
You keep thinking that. I hope you're right. But
real quick, Cap
breakthrough. Nats breakthrough.
Rick and
ratings bonuses just keep coming in.
Ratings bonus. I smell ratings.
What does Rick have to say?
Rick, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Rick?
What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
You got it.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that this victory last night had a lot of sweet taste for me. And as much as I was worried that it'd be the same old Caps again, I'm glad I can never have to say that again. The best part about it is I married a woman from Pittsburgh. And for 24 years, I've had to listen to her crap every single playoff
season. I'm surprised
season.
You didn't divorce her.
Oh, my God. I tell you, it came close a couple of times, I think, after losing to the Pens.
I can see it.
Last night was so sweet because I started screaming, we finally beat these guys, and I haven't heard from her since.
Well, that so and that means like, no victory buttons for you.
Send her on her way.
She's had enough winning.
It was just awesome to have that win last night.
She's had enough winning.
Right.
People from Pittsburgh, people from Boston, you won enough.
She should be happy for you.
Yeah, if she has a soul, she should be happy for her husband. Finally breaking through.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks. Great show.
All right. Thank you, pal.
All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067, where the Junkies continue to celebrate the Caps advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals.
My jeans. So, like, about a week ago, we got a shipment from a friend of ours who used to work at Maryland that went to UConn is like the football equipment manager now at UConn. So Jason didn't get like he saw everything that came in and I guess
most of us got a hoodie.
Yeah, we got a hoodie and like a t-shirt.
Was your stuff big?
No, it's fine.
It was just regular.
Yeah, normal it was regular size. So Jason didn't get what he wanted in the initial shipment.
Right.
So he reaches back out to
I complained. I wanted a pullover.
And said, hey, like, you know, the guy's got a pullover. I kind of got hosed.
I got a t-shirt. You got a regular t-shirt.
Send us another shipment of Huskies gear. So,
you got balls, man.
He's got a nice balls. What you're wearing right now is nice.
I don't know, but it's too big.
Except it looks like it's machine to beat.
That's too big. Why don't you show everybody?
Show everybody the sweatshirt you got.
The hooded sweatshirt.
I've never seen anything like this. Did you see this? I've never seen anything like this. He says, Jason 6'5".
I'm going to stand up.
Yeah. Jason 6'5", and it's huge on him. Honestly, Shaq, that's too big for Shaq.
Yeah, I mean, Ray Allen could wear that.
This would be big. This would be big on Andre Drummond.
Yeah.
What does it say on the tag?
Like what size?
It says 9XL.
I mean, I've never seen one that big.
I hope it's not a triple.
Oh, it's way more than a triple.
There's no tag?
It's like an 8X. I've never seen anything that long. What does it say?
Double X.
XLT? Is there a T on it, too?
Double XLT.
Yeah.
Cakes is right. Hashim Thabeet left his sweatshirt there.
Beautiful sweatshirt.
Yeah.
How tall is Hashim Thabeet? About 7'2"?
7'2" or 7'3"?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Be big on him.
You know what you could do is cut it up and use it as a parachute.
I mean, my God.
I'm not giving it back.
No, it's very nice.
The jacket you're wearing now is not bad. That fits. It's a little long, but it fits.
I like it.
You should ask for another shipment.
I dare you to ask.
Just make
again.
It XL. I need XLs
right.
now.
No
right.
T.
Right.
Right. No T.
On your clothes and personal life. Right.
Yeah, tell me your
no T. On your clothes and my body.
It's too easy.
It's way too easy. So, all right. Well, it's been a spectacular show. We wanted to keep taking calls, but Drabby's tired of taking
have
calls.
Have we ever done one show all Caps related?
Does that
ever
happen? Not that I can remember.
We have?
I don't
know.
We did
Sports Page at 8:20.
Oh, that's true.
But anyway, I mean, back in the day when they made it to the Stanley Cup Finals, believe it or not, I actually drove to Piney Orchard, and they had a rally who did they beat to get to the finals?
Buffalo.
When they beat Buffalo, they had kind of an impromptu rally, and I went out there with a DAT recorder and interviewed fans. So I'm assuming the next day we probably did a show all Caps, but that's 20 years
ago. All Caps is a lot.
I don't know, all Caps. I don't know even
it
then.
It rarely happens around here, but it was worth it.
Valdez,
everybody's jumped
that
aboard.
Say again?
Everybody's kind of jumped aboard.
Yeah.
I think it's only going to grow.
I think so. I mean, somebody was texting me like, why are you going to talk about the Caps, such a small fan base? This time of year, especially when they start winning, people jump on.
Absolutely. The national TV
more than ever.
The national TV rating I saw for Game 5, the NHL was very happy, was 4.5 million viewers across the country,
mm-hmm.
which compared to the Kentucky Derby, I think the Derby had like 16 million. It's nothing, mm-hmm. but the NHL was very happy with that. And here in D.C., just to have success and
but still, the rankings paled in compared to what they were in Pittsburgh, right? Pittsburgh was getting like 18 or 20 share or something like that.
Last night?
I haven't seen it.
Probably not out yet.
Were we getting like a 4 here and they were getting like an 18? Something
like that. Yes, and then I saw a 24 and 8. They had basically triple.
That's pretty good, though.
Hey, what do
they got an 8 here.
What do you think about like tomorrow? So we'll keep this kind of momentum going.
Mm-hmm.
It'll fade a little bit.
What's the idea?
It'll fade a little bit.
We do a parade around our building. A mini parade.
That's a nubs parade. You can't have a nubs parade just for being
It's kind of a nubs accomplishment, so we'll do a nubs parade.
I'm not parading. If you and
I think so what do you want? You just want listeners to come down and parade?
We'll have listeners, and then we'll have JP or you call in during the parade.
Report from the parade.
Yeah, and then we'll parade around the building.
It's a loser parade.
Right, that's his whole point.
It's going to be like three people in it.
Yeah. You don't think that's a good idea?
It'll be like Wupac
and Peter
Burke.
We'll meet in the loading dock. We'll meet in the loading dock.
Yeah.
And then we'll march around our building, and then we'll come back up.
Right. Have signs and everything.
Yeah, we'll have signs. We made it to the Final Four.
Right. We're halfway there. Go get them, guys.
Mm. So does this break the curse, or are we still going to get those calls?
What do you mean?
I think it breaks the curse. Yes, it breaks the curse.
Man, first team in 20 years to get to the Final Four. No, it doesn't, because as soon as they get eliminated.
But just to make the conference finals.
Yeah, I mean, it's a step, but it doesn't break any curse. You can't just get. That's completely lowering the bar.
There is no curse, but I just want the phone calls about the curse.
No, but those dummies will still say there's a curse until you win a championship.
Hey, on a level of.
You can't put that away.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Drap. All right, 10 obviously being the highest. How much do you hate the callers?
Oh, I don't hate the callers. I've been a Caps fan since fill in the blank.
I get it.
This is why.
That's what you
my
hate.
Opinion matters.
I have an ex jersey.
Let's just let people are excited.
Insert old player here.
Why don't you let them just vent and do the thing?
Most people, for 4 hours.
These guys listen for about 20 minutes.
Enthusiasm.
Actually, probably most people listen for about 8 minutes at a time.
Yep.
So they want to get their little hot takes in.
I know. They've been plugged in. Unlike you, who punches out every other series.
Yeah, been pretty punched
so much
in
hate
today
from the producer studio.
I know.
Can't you just have a fun show and just be happy?
Well, we try to do a parade tomorrow. No one wants to do a parade.
Well, look, I'm just going to give you more.
I'd
songs.
I'd rather do something with
more songs from the '80s.
Why don't we do bits on like the Penguins? Like have some fake Penguins in here, a Penguin pinata, and smash it. It's already been smashed.
Yeah, it's already been done. Already took care of that business.
Get all the Eddie Money songs ready for tomorrow.
Grant suggested that we go through the Redskins schedule since they signed Sean LaValle.
We could do that.
Well, we have to do a post-draft.
Post-draft and Sean LaValle signing.
We can wait until the series is over or whatever. Until the Caps are eliminated finally. But we are going through the schedule again.
We may want to wait until late June, early July. The real doldrums.
There's 100% chance we're going through the schedule again.
Well, we're
going
to have a full week of that.
And I want to go through. I want to grade each position unit. Sorry.
And I want to grade the backups.
Well, that's part of each position.
That's true. I want to grade the starters and the backups. Two different grades.
All right, so you want to see like how their backups compare to other backups?
And then grade the coaching staff.
Oh!
Right. Just overall mediocre.
Yeah, and let's bleed into Grant and Danny's show when we do it. Do like their first 10 minutes of their show. Oh, sorry, guys. We just had to grade the coaching staff.
Right. I'm for it. I mean, what else? We got to kill time here.
Well, look. Bottom line is, it's fun. I think it's fun. People for years and years have accused us of loving to do shows like
when
Misery Mondays.
Oh, they're the worst.
Railing on the Redskins and all of these teams. The reality is, we just kind of call it like we see it, and the teams have been
awful,
disappointing for 20 years of us doing this show.
No,
and it's just so much more fun when you ride a wave. Even look, I'm not a Redskins guy, but during that RG3 year, it was fun riding that wave.
If they had lost last night, people would have been way too scared to even call.
Oh yeah,
the phone lines would have been crickets.
There would have been crickets. Everybody would have been scared. I would have been scared. I would have fake that a prediction that we were going to win Game 7.
I wouldn't
it would have been a full blown fake.
I would have been in full on terrified panic mode.
Yeah.
For a game 7 at home against the Pens?
You would have assumed a loss.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I would have faked a prediction that we were going to win.
Cakes. Valdez has our next Caps pump up song.
He does?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bit.
Lightning crashes. Right.
Song's a little bit dreary. I mean, he talks about placentas falling on the floor. Yeah, how uplifting is that?
It's apropos. Considering we're playing Tamper.
It's true. It's the next up.
On Monday, we're going to be doing a show after 2 games.
We'll play that during our parade.
Yeah.
What's acceptable? 2-0, you're going to feel bad.
Split.
Oh, you got to split, yeah.
Split. Losing both games in Tamper, not acceptable.
Yeah, but we
when's that start? Does that start Friday?
Friday, Sunday.
That's what we're
Sunday afternoon.
I'm expecting a game 1 loss will be kind of like, whoa, it's a new team here. They kind of take a surprise, and then we kind of figure them out. That'll be my guess.
Be nice to be up 2-0.
Be great to steal game 1, though. Be amazing.
All right, we got to get out of here. Grant Dandy coming up next. Talk more Caps. See you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.